Nothing But the Truth podcast with Honest John.
Hi, everybody. Honest John here. We've reached over 800,000 deaths here in the United States from the COVID pandemic. One of those is a fellow by the name of Marcus Lamb, who died a couple of weeks ago, a Christian evangelical minister and the founder and president of Daystar Television Network. He was a famous anti-vaxxer who called vaccine mandates a sin against God's holy word. He foolishly, when he got COVID-19, he tried to treat it with ivermectin, which is a cattle dewormer. Now, just why God would be against vaccines but for cattle dewormers is not exactly clear. Lamb's son called his father's case of COVID-19 a spiritual attack from the enemy, implying that there was some kind of conspiracy involved in his death. Actually, what happened was that he got COVID from one of his unvaccinated parishioners. And he might have survived it if he had used the available medicines that are actually approved to treat COVID instead of the cattle dewormer. Now, it seems to me that churchgoers would be a lot better off if their ministers would stick to spiritual guidance instead of science and medicine. But the Reverend Lamb is not the only anti-vax minister who has misused his platform to spread lies and disinformation about vaccines. Bob Conyer, a Denver-based pastor, was against vaccines and mask mandates. He died of COVID-19 in August. Jimmy DeYoung, who was known as the Bible prophecy teacher, died of COVID in August also. He thought COVID-19 was a hoax. I guess he forgot to read that part of the Bible that talks about plague and pestilence. R. Lauren Sanford, pastor of the New Song Church Ministries in Denver, Colorado, said the COVID-19 vaccine changes people's RNA. His anti-vax and anti-mask mandates resulted in a big outbreak at his church that killed him also in August. I could go on. There are a growing number of anti-vax pastors, politicians, and conservative talk radio hosts who have died from COVID-19. And I'm certainly not going to mourn their deaths. As far as I'm concerned, the world is a lot better off without them. Unfortunately, there is always someone equally stupid and uninformed who will come along and take their place. And they don't seem to get the irony of the fact that the way they got their job was because the guy before them died of COVID-19. Now, I'm an atheist, and it seems to me to be pretty obvious that all these so-called religious leaders are frauds who are only interested in the money, and I would never turn to them for advice on anything. But if you are a regular churchgoer, and your pastor tries to give you advice about medicine or science, you might want to think about finding another church to worship in. And if your anti-vax pastor dies of COVID, maybe you should consider it a sign from God that you should get vaccinated and maybe pick up a couple of masks while you're at it. Thanks for listening.